今天会用英文跟大家分享，可是我就很被祝福感觉我们教会很多弟兄姐妹们的能力比我多多了，所以我很感谢有他们在我们当中，所以谢谢张科。OK， so 我开始之前，我先做一个祷告。Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you for your goodness, for your provision, for your loving kindness. Lord, I pray that you bless my mouth and may the words of my mouth be a meditation of my heart, be pleasing to you. We thank you for this time. Bless this time that we have together. In Jesus' name, Amen.
亲爱的耶稣，谢谢你，谢谢你的善良，谢谢你的爱，谢谢你的恩典。真的是今天求你亲自的膏抹我的口愿，我的信息都是从你而来的，求你赐福接下来的时间。感谢主耶稣，阿门。
Okay. All right. So anyone who has been in a relationship will probably be aware of what today's topic is about.
如果是处在恋爱关系，或者是如果是处在恋爱或者是婚姻关系的弟兄姐妹，你对今天的话题会有共鸣。
So as humans, it's oftentimes very difficult to control our tongue.
作为人，我们常常很难控制自己的舌头。
Don't know if you have the picture.
我们看一下图片。
Yeah, you know what that is?So oftentimes, this is a very good representation of our mouth, our tongue.
It's how we want to shut up.
So what our heart feels, our mind thinks, and so our mouths will say. We learn of this in Matthew 12:34. Let me read this for you real quick.So you brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of which fills the heart. So we convince ourselves that we mean well when we criticize.
我为自己辩解说，我们都是出于善意。
But too often, what comes out of our mouth is anything but uplifting.
但是我们常常说的话会导致各种后果，但就是不造就人。
We seek to make our voices heard and to make our point, rather than consider how and why and when we are communicating.
我们常常急于表达自己的观点，让自己的声音被听见，但并不注意场合、方式和方法。
And now we have social media all around us. It gives us more opportunities to make our voices heard, and without much consideration.
在社交网络奋力的今天，我们有更多的机会让自己的声音被听见，但常常我们并不考虑后果，也更承担。
What we often forget is that we are Christians created in the image of Christ. How are we demonstrating Christ's likeness in this life? As Christians, we have responsibilities.When we try so hard to make our voices heard, we are trying to shift attention away from God onto us. Christians should realize and learn that being Christian is not about us. We are not the main character in the story of life.
我们并不是这个世界的主角，我们只是耶稣基督的一部分。
It's all
单单关于主耶稣基督的。
It's all about Christ and Christ alone. So to be a Christian means to follow Christ, to desire Him, to fellowship with Him, to be indwelt by Him, and to bring glory to Him alone in your life.
成为基督徒就是要用我们的一生跟随耶稣，渴慕耶稣，与他同工，与他同在，并将一切的荣耀都归在他的身上。
I was reading the book of Esther, and I tried so hard to connect with the character of Mordecai and Esther.
我读以斯帖记的时候，试图将自己带入以斯帖的哥哥莫迪改和以斯帖他们的情境当中。
And to ponder on how God used them and gave them courage.
去思考上帝如何使用他们并给予他们勇气。
However, I found myself more like Haman.
但是我有时候发现自己更像波斯王哈曼。
Now, if you haven't read the book yet, I recommend it. Perhaps you'll start seeing yourself a little bit differently. Maybe you're not who you think you are. So from Haman's quest for power and recognition to his vindictive and vengeful heart, we see a sinful man much like us.
哈曼对于权力和地位的追逐，导致他后来具有了报复的心理，这让我们看到，常常这与我们自己很相似。
He became a seeker of power and recognition.
他渴望权力和地位，并沉醉其中。
Intoxicated by the high that power brings.
他沉醉在他这给他带来的自我满足当中。
Yeah, as Haman gained power, his sense of entitlement increased.
人性对于权力的贪婪，让他的贪婪之心更深。
Now, in Esther chapter 3, Mordecai refused to kneel down or pay honor, or pay Haman honor.
以斯帖记第三章记载，莫迪改拒绝向他下跪，拒绝敬拜他。
Now, this sign of disrespect shown by Mordecai set him on a course of revenge.
莫迪改的这一行为导致了哈曼王对他们的复仇。
Not just toward Mordecai, but all of Mordecai's people, the Jews.
这种报复不仅仅只是针对莫迪改，而是针对他的子民的整个犹太民族。
Now, two questions for me arose.
这让我思考两个问题。
First question is, how strong was my faith when I am challenged?
第一个是当我的信仰遇到挑战时，我的信仰多么坚定。
And number two is, why is my heart at times so dark, like Haman?
第二点就是为什么有时我的心会像哈曼王一样黑暗。
So this is very evident of what happens when our outlook in life turns inward and self-centered.
当我的思想以自我为中心的时候，这一点特别明显。
Now, perhaps Haman felt jealous or threatened, or at the loss of control, that he found fault in Mordecai and his people.
可能哈曼对于权力的贪婪，让他觉得失去权力的这种失控感，是因为莫迪改或者是犹太人造成的。
So I ask, what about you?
那么我们呢？
When you open your mouth, does it reveal the darkness of your heart, or does it reveal the light of Christ?
当我们开口说话的时候，我们表现出来的是内心的黑暗，还是耶稣基督的亮光？
So one question is, what is criticism?
那么问题就是什么是论断？
What does it mean to be critical?
有论断之心又意味着什么？
So I looked it up. Criticism is defined as finding fault or to blame or to condemn.
论断常常被认为就是找出错误或者责备别人或者谴责某些事。
So I've played ice hockey for 22 years.
我有着22年打冰球的经验。
So coming to Germany, I was overjoyed when my oldest daughter, Hosanna, got into playing sports, specifically field hockey.
我很高兴我的大女儿和三娜她来到德国以后也选择了跟这项相似的运动曲棍球她和冰球很相似
Now she's been playing for a couple of years now, right? Yeah.
她已经打了一段时间了
So this past summer we went back to my hometown to Dallas in the US
我们在上一次回达拉斯的时候一起回达拉斯的时候
On this trip, she brought her hockey equipment back, and I linked her up with a Dallas club to train with.
她带上了她所有的装备，我也在达拉斯，她报了一个俱乐部一起训练。
Now she was training with mostly high schoolers, college players, and a sprinkle of adults.
跟她一起训练的有高年级的学生、大学生，甚至一些成人。
So this means she's usually the youngest one there.
意味着她常常是训练中年纪最小的那个。
So she, after one practice, I commented to her that she was looking a little bit lethargic and walking.
有一次我发现她在训练的时候在操场散步。
I said, why are you not running?
我问她，你为什么不跑下来？
I didn't stop. I kept going.
好，我继续说。
If you're gonna walk, you should stay home, or better yet, you should just quit.
你这样在操场散步划水摸鱼，不如回家算了。
I kept going.
我喋喋不休。
I described all that she did wrong.
我对她的错误感到沮丧。
And subconsciously, just justifying to myself that I was actually teaching her.
我潜意识里说服自己，这只是我在教育。
Now I was frustrated at the perceived wrong that Hosanna did.
我被Hosanna所做的行为感到难过。
And maybe you've heard this saying in English, it's sticks and stones will hurt my bones, but words will never hurt me.
也许你们听过英语的原言，棍棒事后伤人，三言两语不在乎。
That's a big lie.
这是一个谎言。
I know what I said.
我明白我在说什么。
Now I was blinded by my own desire to get my words heard and wrongly justifying my intention.
我过分的想让自己的观点被听见，以及错误的隐瞒自己真实的意图的这种欲望，让我蒙蔽了我的双眼。
So brothers and sisters, I failed.
弟兄姐妹们，我犯了错。
And this wasn't the first time either.
而且不止一次。
So brothers and sisters, do you know when you are heading toward failure?
弟兄姐妹们，当我们犯错的时候，我们能意识到吗？
Do you know when you are being consumed by a critical spirit?
我发现我们自己在被论断的心吞噬吗？
Now have the floodgates opened, revealing the darkness inside your heart. So in looking at Romans 14, at this critical spirit, it has such a stronghold of us. So we'll be looking at the potential causes and suggestions and what we can do about it. If I were to ask you, what does having a critical spirit say about us? If you have it, would you admit it? If what I say describes you, do not worry. We will seek the Lord's strength together and seek His provision together. We are the body of Christ, after all. So when we realize that God's barometer of what good is quite different from ours,
如果我们意识到上帝是判断善恶的尺度，那么我们会明白上帝的尺度和我们的完全不同。
It's because it is so different from ours, we need to put on the full armor of God every single day as we face different challenges.
这也就是为什么我们每天都要披戴耶稣基督，面对这个世界上一切的挑战。
So shall we seek the Lord together?
我们可以一起寻求上帝吗？
You can say amen.
Amen.
So what is the cause behind having a critical spirit? Now there are several potential reasons. And we see in Romans 14 what Paul is trying to teach. Now the message he is teaching is for Christians to stop judging each other, which in the book of Romans case is regarding matters of religious practices with food and holy days.
他所教导的就是让基督徒们停止互相论断，但是在动画中提到的案例是关于食物和圣日的规定的。
Now in talking to his disciples, he's instructing them to focus on peace, building up others, and avoiding arguments.
在和圣徒们的门徒们的交谈中，他吩咐他们要定睛在和平、彼此建造以及避免争端上面。
And also, if we think this is no longer relevant in today's church, think again.
如果你觉得这和我们今天的教会生活没有关系，那我们再想想。
So for Paul to have to instruct on this to fellow Christians means that something isn't going well.
保罗不得不教导和嘱咐这些事情，是因为在当时基督徒的同工当中，有些事情进展的并不顺利。
So back to the question of what is the cause behind having a critical spirit?
回到我先前的问题，到底是什么导致我们有论断的心？
So with a critical spirit, there will be a tendency toward negativity and complaining.
论断之心常常伴随一个倾向，它就是消极和抱怨。
Now one can be simply claiming to be offering a critical approach to solve a given circumstance. But oftentimes with it comes a sharp tone or some unkind or poorly thought out delivery with very little regard to your surroundings.
某人可能说他是对一些客观的情况进行批判、进行批评、进行比较，但是从而提供一个解决的方法，但这常常伴随着尖酸刻薄的态度，以及不友善的表达，以及不注意方法的态度，还有不考虑周围的情况。
Now, this is a misrepresentation of the positive value that could have come out of a place of truly beneficial critical thinking.
这个歪曲为是为了达到积极的，这歪曲了为了达到积极价值啊，真正有意义的批判或提醒，它的焦点不再是和平建造以及避免争端。
So the focus is no longer on peace, on uplifting, and the avoidance of arguments.
它不在于关注和平啊，以及避免争端。
So it has become selfish.
它变成了以自我为中心。
So we know that the Bible instructs believers to judge situations rightly, as mentioned in John 7:24.
在约翰福音七章二十四节，圣经是有教导信徒如何正确的断定是非。
Now they are to do so coming from a perspective of grace, remembering that they will be judged the same way that they judge others.
要从恩典的角度来说，因为我们怎么论断人，也会被如此的论断。
So within the struggling soul are several factors contributing to the development of a critical spirit.
伴随着灵里的挣扎，有几个因素导致了论断之心。
So I'll point out only three.
我有三个方面。
So they include number one, the self.
第一个就是自我为中心。
So this includes jealousy, vengeance, anger, hatred, and holding grudges for the purpose of personal gain.
它包括了嫉妒、报复、愤怒、仇恨，以及因为个人的得失对别人怀恨在心。
So when I was laid off from my first IT job, I was very, very angry.
当我第一份 IT 咨询员的工作被炒鱿鱼的时候，特别特别生气。
So I was sitting at my desk when I found out.
我坐在我的座位上，通常坐些什么？
So I was thinking, immediately I was thinking of ways that I can get back at the company.
我突然想到一个可以让我回来的方法。
That was one thing that came to mind was writing malicious computer codes into loading procedures.
比如就在公司的系统里面植入一段病毒。
But praise the Lord, someone was standing right beside me, waiting to escort me out the door.
感谢主，但是一直有人在我旁边看着我，并且把我送出公司，我没有机会这样做。
So this type of anger lingered for many years, and I found it amusing to join with other laid off workers, voicing our anger and criticizing our former boss.
但是这个愤怒还在我心中存在很长的时间，我还常常和别的同样被炒的同事一起私下的恶意的吐槽我的老板。
Now by putting others down, we are inwardly trying to feel more important.
我
Now this can happen in a ministry setting as well. As jealousy towards the spiritual victories of others is often the cause of criticism and belittling comments. So this is something to look out for as we serve the church. So number two is fear. So this involves feeling threatened by someone or feeling anxiety towards someone, which produces a critical spirit as a way of self-protection. And also fear is physical. It affects the whole body. So it is experienced in the brain, which subsequently triggers hormonal releases like cortisol and adrenaline. So your blood pressure increases, your heart beats faster, and you start to breathe faster. Now, blood starts flowing away from your heart to other areas like your arms and your legs. So at this stage, your body is preparing for what's called the fight or flight mode. So no wonder we can become more critical when fear is in play. And number three is immaturity. So this is a feeling out of control, the feeling of being out of control, being manipulative, and the shaming of someone so that control can be regained. So in Hebrews 12:2, it says that believers should be focused upon Christ and His word, not man. Now this can happen in the workplace in as well as in marriage. So these are all trigger points. So I ask you, can you relate to any of these factors? So if you find yourself often criticizing about something or someone, you need to check your heart and seek humility. Now I'm telling you this, but I'm also talking about myself. So take a hard look at yourself. The answer might not be pleasant, but that is when change can begin. If you choose to do so. Only our God is a truly righteous God. I said, such as in Hebrews 4:12, James 4:11-12, and Revelation 19:11.
只有上帝可以完全的供应审判，这些在希伯来书十四章十二节说到，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、剖开，连心中的思念、主意都能辨明。而雅各书第四章第十一到第十二节，弟兄们，你们不可彼此批评，人若批评弟兄，论断弟兄，就是批评律法；论断律法，你若论断律法。
So believers should act with grace toward others. When you recognize the grace you have been freely given, it helps you to give that same grace to others. So recognize and address this critical spirit quickly as the effects are quite damaging. Like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So
repeat.
So
repeat.
Oh, recognize and address this critical spirit quickly as the effects are quite damaging.
Okay.
So in Matthew 22, God commands us to love him, not with a partial heart.
马太福音22章最大的诫命，上帝命令我们去爱他，而不是用一部分的心去爱他。
No, he said with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our souls, and to love our neighbors as ourselves.
他说的是我们要尽心尽意的爱他，并且爱我们的邻舍，像爱自己一样。
So having a critical spirit prevents our hearts, minds, and souls from loving God.
论乱之心就是会阻止我们尽心尽性尽意去爱我们的主。
It also prevents us from loving God's people.
它常常阻碍我们去爱别人。
So what can we do?
那我们能做些什么呢？
First, guard your heart.
首先保守我们的心。
So the words that we speak comes from what is in the depths of our heart.
我们口中说出来的话都是来自于我们的内心。
Luke chapter 6:45, it says, the good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks.
路加福音6:45节说道，善人从他心所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心中所存的恶就发出恶来，因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
So brothers and sisters, let us seek God in all that we do.
弟兄姐妹们，在我们做一切事情的时候，都记得去寻求上帝。
In doing so, we can better understand his heart.
如此做，我们会更好地理解上帝的心意。
And by seeking God, it will help us keep our own motives from being most important.
寻求上帝可以避免我们做事，让我们自己成为事情的中心。
And this will help us know how to check the motives in our heart. So only God can discern with full accuracy what someone is thinking or why they do what they do. You can fool man, but you can't fool the Lord. So brothers and sisters, are you in regular communication with him?
弟兄姐妹们，你常常与神交流吗？
Another thing is that we must be responsible for our thoughts and actions.
另外一点就是我们必须为自己的想法和行为负责任。
So just knowing that we have problems or have a critical spirit is not enough.
只是知道我们有问题，或者知道我们有论断之心是不够的。
So on top of knowing, is an active part, that is, to put in the willful effort to change with God's help.
除了知道我们的问题以外，还有一个自己的做法，就是在上帝的帮助下努力实现改变。
So the question is, how do you get God's help?
问题，如何获得上帝的帮助呢？
To do so, you need to spend time with him.
花时间和上帝在一起。
We are only as close to God as we want to be.
尽可能的与上帝亲近。
Does his word still hold power, or is it just a myth to you?
上帝的话对你来说是有能力的吗？还它只是一个神话故事。
If truth lays not in God's word, if you doubt his words, which we have in the Bible, then where?
如果你的信心不是建立在上帝的话语之上，如果你怀疑他的话，甚至怀疑圣经，那你的信仰到底在哪里？
Where does your faith lie? Where does your strength come from?
你的信心来自于哪里？你的力量来自于哪里？
Is it in yourself?
你自己吗？
Your own rationalization and understanding?
你自己对一切自我合理化的解释吗？
So when we renew our minds in Christ Jesus, we can develop positive mental thought patterns to replace negative ones that was in you.
当我们让主耶稣基督更新我们的思想的时候，我们可以用积极的思想取代我们内心的消极。
So Romans 12:1-2, it tells us exactly this, to be transformed by the renewal of our minds.
罗马书十二章一到二节明确地告诉我们，让我们的心意更新而变化。Should I read?
That's okay. So there is no Christ-like transformation separate from God's words.
离开神的话语就没有，就完全没有向着基督改变的可能。
This is a discipline that needs to be nurtured, but the work is worth it.
这是一个需要点时间来操练的功课，但很值得去做。
So the renewal of our minds does not mean that we pretend or we turn our heads away from difficult situations, but rather it means that we seek strength that comes from the Lord.
心意更新并不意味着我们假装或者转头逃避，而是我们主动寻求来自上帝的力量。
So as our relationship with Christ grows, our understanding of God will grow as well, and can then focus on forgiveness.
当我们和神的关系进步，我们对于神的心意理解得更深，我们就会更专注于宽恕。
So, what we have to remember is that it was Christ who first forgave us. So why let a seed of sin grow into a relationship-destroying and self-destroying critical spirit?
我们要记得是主耶稣基督先赦免了我们。既然这样，为何让论断之心的种子在我们心里滋长，以至于破坏我们和神的关系，走向自我毁灭呢？
So our journey in seeking the Lord and being Christ-like helps us to renew our mind.
我们寻求上帝的过程，日日奔向耶稣的过程，会帮助我们更新我们的心意。
So there is much that in what we have been forgiven of.
我们已经被大大赦免。
So throughout your life, you will be wronged, you will be lied to, you will be misunderstood.
我们的一生中会遭受委屈，会被欺骗，会被误解。
Life is hard, life is challenging.
生活很艰难，充满了挑战。
But don't let the trials of life, those that come intentionally or unintentionally, turn your heart into a hardened, bitter, and dark place.
但不要让这些有意或无意的挑战或者艰难把我们的心变成一个刚硬、痛苦且黑暗的地方。
Now as you remember God's forgiveness, the grace that He extended to you, it will be easier to extend the same grace towards others.
当你始终记得上帝对你的宽恕，记得神给你的恩典，你待人以恩典就会变得更加容易。
So brothers and sisters, receive His grace.
接受他的恩典。
You can't give away what you don't have.
我们给不出我们没有的东西。
So receive it knowing that he first loved you.
所以我们接受神的恩典，笃定是神先爱了我们。
So it does not mean that you should not in love confront someone if there is a wrong.
这不意味着在爱中我们不会遇到错的人。
It does mean that we need to forgive, no matter how we have been responded to.
这意味着我们无论如何回应，首先先赦免别人。
So Matthew 6:14, it tells us repeatedly to forgive others as we are forgiven.
马太福音六章十四节告诉我们，要不停地饶恕人，如同我们被饶恕。
So while the critical spirited tears others down and make himself the center, a person with a renewed mind and a loving heart that is ready to forgive builds up the body of Christ.
论断的灵会摧残别人，让我们变得自我为中心，而一个更新的、有爱心的、愿意宽恕人的人会建立基督的身体。
So brothers and sisters, which one are you?
弟兄姐妹们，我们是哪一个呢？
So are you overcome by having a critical spirit? As you overcome having a critical spirit, you will find yourself being more blessed.
当你发现你已经克服了论断之心的话，你也会发现你是被祝福充满的。
So you will be able to live a more thankful life, building others up, as well as being built up by others.
我们会过一个感恩的生活，我们会建造别人，就像我们被别人建造一样。
Now as Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear.
正如以弗所书四章二十九节所说的，污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
So let us be builders, using God's words as our building blocks, lifting one another up.
让我们成为造就人的人，以上帝的话语为基石，互相扶持。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have your words, that you are our loving Father, that you have shown us grace. Father, may we serve you with our hearts, and that the glory will be given to you only. May you use us mightily for your kingdom, Lord, that your words will be heard throughout. Thank you for using us. We are unworthy, but you have chosen us. And for that, we are thankful. Bless this day, bless this week, Lord, and we give everything to you. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
谢谢主耶稣，谢谢你给我们的一些话语，谢谢你给我们的一些恩典，谢谢你真的是在我们服侍的时候给我们扶持，谢谢你在我们成为你的仆人的时候你赐福给我们，谢谢你今天给我们所有的时间，你是一个充满神充满着让我们充满时刻感恩的上帝，也谢谢你今天给我们带来的一切，我们感谢主，奉耶稣名，阿门。